A fake robocall impersonating U.S. President Joe Biden has been circulating, urging voters in New Hampshire to skip the primary election. The calls are suspected to be artificially generated, and it is unclear who is behind them. The Trump campaign has denied any involvement. The message in the robocall tells voters to save their ballot for the general election in November, claiming that Republicans are trying to push nonpartisan and Democratic voters to participate in their primary. However, there is no rule preventing people from voting in both the primary and general elections. The New Hampshire Attorney General's office has stated that the voice in the robocall sounds like President Biden's, but the message appears to be artificially generated. They have called the calls an unlawful attempt to disrupt the election and advised voters to disregard the content entirely. The robocalls were made to appear as if they were coming from the personal mobile phone number of Kathy Sullivan, a former state Democratic chairwoman who is involved in a pro-Biden political group in New Hampshire. Sullivan has expressed outrage at the use of her personal cell phone number without her permission, calling it outright election interference. Anti-robocall application Nomarobo estimates that the calls were made between 5,000 and 25,000 times. The White House has confirmed that the audio in the robocalls is fake, and Biden's campaign manager has criticized the calls as an attempt to suppress voting and undermine free and fair elections. In the New Hampshire primary, voters from both main parties are choosing their candidate for the general election. Although Biden's name will not appear on the primary ballot, a campaign led by state and local Democrats has emerged, encouraging voters to write in his name. This decision was made after Biden approved a new voting calendar that removed New Hampshire's status as the first state to hold a primary. It is highly likely that Biden will win the state and secure his party's nomination for a second term in the White House.